We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got
what is this?
Your artist of the day is the greatest TV theme songs of all time.
Cat up by its tail. Oh, this makes me so happy.
And your third fiance didn't show.
Pop it down so I don't pay for it.
Bomb.
All the way down, all the way down. Now up.
Everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
You know, we had an idea. We had done
good.
A theme.
Okay,
who just had an idea? Who just had one?
I did. I love that song. I really do. That was a good old show.
We hadn't done a theme artist of the day in a while, so I thought, you know, I was sitting in the shower today.
You sit in the shower?
Well, I was standing in the shower, sorry. Standing in the shower thinking, yes, that's a Jane's Addiction song. And there was, and this one's not on the list, but this was the song. Hang on, I got to get you two
this
up.
Was the song that launched
this whole
idea.
Brilliant idea and that I've got.
As you sat in the shower.
Well, yeah. I didn't sit. I was standing.
On his old person shower chair.
I don't have a chair in the shower.
It's right next to
and
his
I'm not old.
Hover round.
You know, you guys are idiots and jerks and awful and just mean. And nobody likes you. I've asked everybody in the building. Nobody likes you guys.
I think it's called rebath.
Do you have the
what
one
are you laughing
where,
at?
Where you walk in, open. Shut the door, just,
yeah,
and then it fills up while you're in
you
there?
You walk in and sit down.
Those look very convenient.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
So as I tell you I'm not old, this was the theme song that was playing in my head this morning in the shower.
A 3-hour tour.
I have no idea why.
The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost.
So they don't make them like that anymore.
That was playing in my head this morning, and I'm like, you know, maybe we should go theme today.
They do not make the old-time theme song like that at all anymore. In fact, most shows don't have what was the traditional theme song that we all enjoyed back in the 70s
the
and 80s.
The sing-along.
Yeah. A lot. Some of them do.
Well, Friends did in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean today. You know. When you're going to binge something now, they even let you skip the intro. You just go right to the meat of the show.
What?
Yes!
What good is this show if you can't have a song to sing along to?
Well, when you're binge-watching it, you don't really want to sing along every 20 minutes.
Some of them are just instrumental, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun,
well,
dun.
Now, wait a minute. Some of the best songs or theme songs in this, I believe, might be on the list today. I can't remember if I put it on the list or not. But some of the best theme songs from when we were kids were instrumentals. Cool bass line.
I bet if you had to pick one that was like the most iconic from the 70s and 80s, that would be in the top three. It might not be number one, but it would be in the top three.
Okay, I'm going to ruin, because we always save the big one for the 5 o'clock hour intro. This, and you tell me if you disagree with me on this or not.
Okay.
This is what I picked for the most recognizable, greatest theme song for a TV show of all time. Do you care to guess?
I would have guessed Dallas, so I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I picked.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Now, if you're 30 years old, you don't have any idea
like,
what that is.
What is that?
Is that Dukes of Hazzard?
Oh!
I got it.
Nice job, kid.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
I think.
There's Catherine Bach when she was skinny.
Now, oh my goodness. goodness. God.
Wow.
Off to the fat shaming early.
I have not seen. Did Catherine Bach ever do anything after Dukes of Hazzard?
I'm going to go embarrass myself somewhere else.
My guess is no. I have not seen her in a very long time, and I'm not going to Google her so that you can look at me and go, so I'm not doing it.
I shouldn't have said that, and I'm sorry.
You're right. You should not have said that.
And I am sorry. Do you, on behalf of the audience, accept my apology? I shouldn't have said that.
Not mine to forgive. You'd have to ask Catherine Bach to forgive you.
She didn't hear it.
I'm going to look her up on Twitter and tell her you just said that.
No, don't you dare.
I would not. I'm kidding. It's interesting you just played Dukes of Hazzard because there is a story about the Confederate flag in our stack today.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. And I do want to talk about it because there is a toothless banjo playing man somewhere in America right now
who has decided. Okay, stop. Mm-hmm. If I'm being insulting by making reference to Catherine Bach, who, by the way, in that picture is very physically fit.
Very, very thin.
Very fit.
And very young.
Very young. And her weight, and I shouldn't have done it, and I was wrong, so I apologize. Okay? I want to be clear.
Okay.
I take issue, and I say this on behalf of people who don't think
play
the
banjos.
Confederate...
No.
Them too.
Continue on, because I know what you're going to say, and then I have a retort.
There are people like me that don't find the Confederate flag to be a symbol of racism.
Okay.
Okay? That don't find it to be offensive. Okay. Now, you could already argue, well, you're white, Scott, and that's fine, and that's a fair argument, and we could argue that somewhere else. But the idea that if you, for whatever reason, don't find the Confederate flag to be a symbol of racism, which I do not, okay?
Okay.
That somehow you are with one tooth and you play the banjo.
I am not saying all people who fly that flag have one tooth and play the banjo. I'm saying the particular man in question that we are going to talk about today would fall under that stereotype. Story comes to us from Iowa. And
which, by the way, was not a southern state.
Someone has vandalized this man's property, which I'm not okay with vandalism either. Just want to get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. He not only is flying the Confederate flags and putting signage up of the Confederate flags, he has added a Nazi symbol on the lawn.
Now that's racist.
He has added a Nazi symbol on the lawn, and it happens to be directly across from an elementary school. So parents here we go. Parents are demanding.
Nope.
That he take it down.
Nope.
Why?
Are you kidding me? And I'm not saying I support it.
Here's the front of the man's house, right in front of the elementary school.
That is good and old-fashioned racism right there.
That is just pure, unabashed, unadulterated racism right there on the lawn, right in front of the elementary school.
Oh, boy. And you're saying he has to take that down?
He makes and sells wooden Nazi and Confederate flags.
Oh, boy.
Okay, he makes and sells flags painted on pallets.
Yeah, they're
and
pallets.
And claimed that he got an order for a Nazi flag and then got dared to put it in front of his house.
And he did.
Did so.
Now, he claims, as they all do, that he's not prejudiced. You know, I have friends who are Jewish. You know, he's one of those guys.
Right.
So let me just read you this, and then we'll take some calls on this today.
Well, we'll take it after the break.
He says, people don't know what the history is.
Wait. Save it until we get back, because this is a great... I had no idea where you were going.
Oh.
This is a great story,
Dana. Oh, wait till you meet him.
This is a doozy.
He is a piece of work.
All right. Being your weak, if you turn the other cheek, I hope you're old enough to understand.
Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't all nothing right, but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
All right.
When the work
enough of Denver.
So the Des Moines Public School System's come out today with a statement saying that everyone should be sickened by this display that is right outside of an elementary school, where, by the way, 60% of their students are minorities.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Man living next to the school, right on the front lawn, has placed several large Confederate flag painted palettes. They're painted as flags.
Right. You know, it's a new trendy kind of thing to do. And, you know, friendship, family, people paint them on.
The Nazi flag. I mean.
Well, no.
Grateful, thankful, now, blessed.
In fairness.
The Nazi flag.
They're not all controversial. One of them is the American flag in blue. And it instead of the stars, it says back the blue. Of course, that's a. You know, pro cop or pro police officer symbol that we see a lot nowadays. But yes, there are three palettes that are painted like the Confederate flag and one palette that is clearly, without mistake, a Nazi flag. Yes.
Now, what he is trying to say is that people don't understand their history, which is generally what racists say when they're trying to defend indefensible behavior. He's saying, well, that doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. It could be a religious display. And of course it's not. He knows it's not. This was made and done to incite fear or anger, which is what it's done. And so at least don't be a coward. At least if you're going to be a blatant racist, I always
just
say,
own it.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Stop trying to say that this is something that it isn't.
Right.
This isn't the Chinese symbol that you see down on the plaza.
That means peace and love.
It means peace and love down by P.F. Chang's. He knew exactly what he was doing when he put that palette out there. And in fact, someone dared him to do it. So that's really all you need to know.
Which means he's probably in fifth grade. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, the Chinese symbol is the reverse of what we commonly know as a swastika. But that notwithstanding, I don't care. Now, the question is, should he be forced to remove these palettes, especially the Nazi flag palette, from his yard? And my answer has to be no.
It has to be no. You have the right to be racist in America.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Now, should he remove them? Yes. Should he be forced to remove them? No.
Now, police are involved because someone went on his property and spray painted Nazi scum on his truck.
Which is wrong.
Which is illegal.
Yes.
Police are asking the public to use this display as a chance to have a conversation and not resort to damaging property, which I agree with, too. You can't go around tagging people's property with spray paint. I don't know what you do when you got a guy like this in your neighborhood, Scott. Almost just have to ignore him because what he wants is the attention he's receiving.
Well, that's exactly right, Dana. You're exactly right. He is a glutton for attention.
Yeah.
Oops. What the hell was it? What is that?
That's my coat. I just rubbed up against the mic.
I thought somebody lit a match.
No.
And the building just caught on fire.
I'm sorry.
It scared the hell out of me.
I got my down coat on. It's freezing in this building.
Anyway, he can't be forced, but someone should punch him, says 8960. You know what? I think that's what he wants. It reminds me of the old days when Fred Phelps was still alive, and now he's burning in hell, I hope. Fred Phelps hated it when people ignored him. He wanted you to yell at him. He wanted you to try to run him over with your truck, which did occur in the early 1990s.
Well, he wanted you to do that
so he could sue you.
Because they were all lawyers.
That's right. That's how they made their money, is they would wait for you to assault them, and then they would sue you, and you would settle and give them, you know, $50,000 to go away. But this guy wants attention, clearly. And he just so happens to have a house right across the street from an elementary school. What better way to get attention than to paint a palette with a Nazi symbol? If you ignore him, he will go away at some point. Now, I wish I could take my own advice sometimes, but I can't. But the question is, and there are people wondering, why can't we force him to remove the Nazi symbol painted palette from his front yard. I'll be honest. If one of my neighbors, and they don't, let me be clear, was flying a Nazi flag outside of their house on their front porch.
Would you say something?
I probably would.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, like, are you trying to get your house burned to the ground?
Right.
I mean, what are you trying to accomplish with a Nazi flag outside of your front door? What exactly are you trying to accomplish? Now, after that, I would probably leave them alone because they're clearly looking for attention. However, my concern would be that somebody would try to burn their house down and my house would catch on fire too. But would my neighbor, and they are not doing this, I'm just being facetious, would my neighbor have the right to fly a Nazi flag outside of their front porch? And the answer is yes. Somebody writes, careful, Scott, you have a Nazi flag, don't you? Absolutely not. And quite frankly, I find that insulting. 576-7798. Let's get some calls in here, buddy. Talk to these people.
I don't know. Part of me just wants him to go away. But because he's in front of an elementary school, this is not going to go away, and you know it.
From the text line, I am so lost without our number two from yesterday. Can you help? I will tell you this.
Hey, the podcast community is
the 3 o'clock
dedicated.
The 3 o'clock hour yesterday has been podcasted and
cleaned up and sanitized
a little bit. But if you need to hear the 3 o'clock hour from yesterday, just go to KMBZ.com.
If you need to hear what it sounds like when we dump an 83-year-old woman who drops a naughty word on the air, go to KMBZ.com because you will get results.
I've had more comments about the 3 o'clock hour from yesterday than any other hour we have ever done.
It was full of content.
Well, Rebecca, the sports guy, said, what was going on yesterday? We heard you banging and screaming and laughing. And I go, well, have you ever heard an 83-year-old woman accidentally drop an S-bomb on the radio?
When referring to your hair.
When referring to my hairstyle. Because that happened yesterday at about 3:12.
By the way, she's wearing a hat today.
I did. I wore a hat today.
And it is super cute.
And I ducked in like Rambo with like, you know, camouflage on my face and leaves coming out of my ears because I didn't want to see her.
She's not here today. She's on a girls' weekend.
So you're good.
She won't be here tomorrow.
I can just let this mop fly.
Just free the reins. You free them reins.
What does her hair look like? Tell everybody.
Well, it looks like S. That was one of the greatest moments on this show.
She's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know we were on the air. And I wanted to say, what part of Scott saying to you, hey, you're on the air, did you miss when he said, hey, you're on the air?
The part that started with hey and ended with air.
Right. She must have missed that whole part.
Let's get to the newsroom. 576-7798 on this guy in Des Moines, Iowa, who has painted palettes. One is very pro-police. Three of them are Confederate flags, Confederate battle flags, and one is a palette painted with the Nazi flag, and it's right across the street from Morris Elementary School in Des Moines, Iowa. Neighbors are saying, man, you got to take that down. He ought to be forced to take that down. Really? What part of America did you not hear?
Everybody now!
Todd Rundgren here on Dan and Parks. We're talking about a guy up in Des Moines. Strangely, the new home of Mike Wickett.
I would like to introduce you, actually, to the man in Des Moines that we're talking about. Sam?
Do you understand why it offends people?
Yeah, because people don't know what their history is. They've turned different things into different things. I mean, a swastika could be religious, if you know what a swastika is.
Stark said he makes and sells these flags and only made the Nazi flag by request, placing it on his front lawn
it
as part of a dare.
Religious.
He dared me to put it out with the rebel flags because he knew I got grief about the rebel flag.
People are assuming that you're prejudiced.
Yeah, I am not in the slightest.
Stark then set out pictures and pointed to the race of his own stepkids as proof.
You've got a lot of people out there that, regardless of your intention, feel very offended by it.
Well, I'm sorry for them people, but go learn your history.
He said he hopes parents will use his paintings to teach their kids about
history. He did not actually say, I have people who are not white in my family. Is that what he was just trying to say? I'm not racist.
He showed them pictures of his stepkids because they are not white.
Oh, God, those poor kids.
Are they Jewish?
No. Well, I don't know. It didn't say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First of all, this is not just a symbol of a swastika on a palette. This is the Nazi flag with all of the rudimentary things that go around it.
So then your argument would be calling it a religious symbol.
It's not a religious symbol.
It's the flag.
It is clearly the flag of Nazi Germany. This is not just the swastika on, which, yes, is a somewhat religious symbol. It is a symbol that has some import in places like in some places in China and India.
Ask 100 people in America what that symbol means.
Well, it means I hate Jewish
100
people.
100 of them will say it's a symbol of hate. Not one person. If you just randomly meandered down to the plaza and showed somebody a Nazi flag, said, what does this mean?
Which is why I was always surprised, Dana, I don't mean to interrupt you, but forgive me, please. I was always surprised when I would walk by P.F. Chang's and there is a swastika in the embroidery of the outside of that building at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
And I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to suggest, well, you know, we're a Chinese restaurant. This is a symbol that is very common in China that doesn't mean I hate Jews and wish they would burn alive. Okay? I get it. However, for anybody within reason who sees that symbol outside of P.F. Chang's, they're looking at it and going, oh, my God. Most people don't go, well, you know, it's a symbol of peace and love from the Far East. No, they see it and they think, I want to kill Jews.
And so if you Google P.F. Chang swastika, it's been widely questioned. On Reddit, but people who don't know will say, really? What is this? Mm-hmm. My point is, it never holds water to me for any of these people to say, well, it could mean a religious symbol from you should know your history.
Right.
It's just, if you're going to be racist, at least own it and just say, this is who I am. It's my First Amendment right to display this outside of an elementary school. End of story.
The argument that I would make to you, though, Dana, is that I do know my history. And I do know, like other symbols, that symbol has been hijacked and turned into a symbol of hate. So I do know my history. I know that the Nazi Party, the National Socialist Party of Germany, in 1929, hijacked that symbol and turned it into a symbol of hate. Fact. End of story. Tanya in Odessa. Tanya, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
It is true. I mean, Native Americans have been using that symbol for long before the Third Reich ever took control over it. My question is, why as educated individuals do we still give it the power over us to be hate instead of what it is supposed to be?
Because there are still people walking on this planet with number tattoos on their arms.
And that is one that is always something that needs to be remembered. Never forget. Never, ever forget. But don't continue to give it the kind of power that gives people, like, maybe he's just doing it for shock value. I don't know. I don't care. But those that want that kind of reaction, why continue to give them that power because they display that symbol?
Because some of these to me, Tanya, some of the most scary, hateful people in the world who wish innocent people harm still bow down to that symbol. Make no mistake. Mm-hmm. We've seen it in our own community right here. So it's all nice to say, well, I wish people would just not give it the attention. Well, there are still people being killed for their heritage, their beliefs, their religion, their ethnicity around the world, and certainly here. It has happened here. And so you can't just say that. I mean, and you're entitled to your opinion, Tanya, but it's bigger than that. It's worse than that. And I'm sorry that it is, but it is.
And a lot of people are pointing out, Scott, you used to have a Confederate flag in your garage. That is correct. And I still, to this day, don't see, and I certainly reserve the right to be wrong, I don't see the Confederate flag as a symbol of hate. I do side with the people who say it's a symbol of heritage. That's fine. However, I also can recognize that that flag has been hijacked by people who do hate. And so after Charlottesville, 2 years ago, I walked into my garage and I took that flag down, recognizing, and I put it away, recognizing that that flag has been hijacked by people who do hate. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello, hello. I agree with everything that you've said about both symbols. Both symbols have hijacked the conversation of, and what I'm most terrified of, is the Socialist Party again regaining power. And we need to remind them that almost every time you go to socialism, communism, what you end up with is similar to. And that's over and repeated time and time again. And yes, the other one was hijacked, and it's hijacked in such a way that any time that you start talking about a states' rights issues, what was the original thing of it, and slavery was only a minor part to the start, turned into all this other thing that stops here the conversation. So anytime you use those two symbols, you can't count on having an intelligent conversation about either one. And that's the saddest part of the whole thing.
Jim, thank you for the call. Really quick, back to Tanya's call, and I, without getting into the history in Kansas City and the horrible history we've seen here with hate groups and the like, we would be remiss if we did not mention the deadly shooting in New Jersey.
Jersey City, yeah.
This week, they believe those involved belong to a movement known for its anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. So you can't just say, just ignore it, they'll go away, or don't talk about it, don't give it the attention, it doesn't deserve it. These things are happening here. They're still happening here.
True. But you do have the right, I think you would agree with me, Dana, you have the right in America to be, and it's wrong, but you have the right to be anti-Semitic.
You have the right to be a horrible human being.
That's correct. But you don't have the right to act out on your anti-Semitism in the sense that you can't purport violence on someone because you happen to be a complete and horrible waste of flesh.
And I think you would agree, Scott, if this guy lived out in the sticks in the country, far away from anyone, and he just stayed alone in his little racist world, I don't know that we would be talking about this. Those people exist everywhere.
And the irony is, excuse me, I have a mild cold. The irony is, this isn't Alabama. This isn't Georgia.
No, this is Iowa City.
This is Des Moines. But this is in the state of Iowa.
And it is across the street from an elementary school. True. So the first thing those kids see when they come in for the day is a symbol of hate. The last thing they see in the carpool line when they go home is a symbol of hate.
But I would defend his right to express it. And I think, Dana, you and I have had these conversations 1,000 times. As a journalist, you and someone who is a strong, and I know this having, you know, been with you for more than a decade, you are a strong supporter of the First Amendment. Sometimes the First Amendment is an uncomfortable coat to wear, but you have to wear it.
That's fair.
576-7798.
All aboard!
I
coming to town next year.
Crazy, but that's how it goes.
We have a Whopper coming up at 3 o'clock that it's a very sad story. You're all familiar with it, but we're going to talk about it because it is possible. It is possible that one of the terrorists in the Boston bombing could get a new trial. It's possible.
Well, the other one can't because he's dead.
That's correct.
Sucks for him.
Thunk Thunk is dead. It is possible his brother will get a new trial. And I think most people listening will understand why. But I think there are going to be a few of you who will say, throw away the key. And we're going to talk about that coming up at 3 o'clock.
Let's go to David in Blue Springs. David, good afternoon, my friend. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi.
Yay. I just want to say this guy is an idiot. But, you know, I've lived my life where I'd like to know how people feel. And I wish everyone had a sign in their yard depicting what they hate so that I knew I could stay away from them. And I worry a lot more about people that love you to your face and hate you in secret. At least them kids know to stay away from that house.
Now, that's an interesting point.
So, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. David?
Bye.
All right. Goodbye. Parks, just look in your garage and that flag and you'll feel better. It's sad. I took the flag down. I don't know how many times I have to say it. I don't see that as a symbol of hate, and I'm certainly reserving the right to be wrong. And if you do find the Confederate flag to be a symbol of hate, then I could certainly entertain that argument. Okay? I don't. And maybe it's because I was born in the 70s and grew up with Dukes of Hazzard and Alabama records and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up mostly in the South. I don't know. I don't consider it to be a symbol of hate. However, and I want to be very clear, I recognize that symbols from time to time can be hijacked and hate groups can take them over. Now, I want to also make a point, if I may. One flag, since we're talking about flags, that white supremacists are trying to hijack.
Trying to.
And I will never, ever give them this one, is the Betsy Ross American flag, the 13 stars in a circle flag, for those of you who don't catch the reference. White supremacists have been trying for several years now to make that their flag or one of their many flags. I will not cede that territory. You can have your Nazi flag, that's fine. The Nazis took it over anyway in 1931. You can have the Confederate flag. That's fine. I'm going to let you have that one too. But this idea, and I own a Betsy Ross flag.
Yeah.
And I do fly that outside of my home from time to time. That is one that I'm not going to give up. And I don't care how many racist DBs try to take that flag away from the rest of us normal human beings who don't hate people based on the color of their skin or whatever God they pray to. You can't have that one. You can take the Confederate flag, you can have the Nazi flag, you can have that all day. I don't care. But the idea go online, Google Betsy Ross flag racists, and you will see people who now suggest that that flag should never be flown again because racist jerks have decided, well, we're going to make it ours too. Well, where does it stop? You know, you're going to take the don't tread on me too? I mean, give me a break. Hateful losers. Yeah, I was about to say something else.
Yeah, let's quit while we're ahead, shall we?
Yep.
Yep.
The 3 o'clock hour of this program in just a moment is going to be a great hour. I promise you that. If you think it will rival yesterday's 3 o'clock hour.
Not going to happen.
Not up in here.
But we'll try.
No, I don't see anything topping what happened yesterday around 3:12. I ever.
It's just not
in fact, happen. Ever. I don't see it ever happening.
You know, like when you have a great game and you win the championship.
Everybody feels good.
But next year, you just know you're not going to win the championship.
Not with that attitude.
Are we talking about the Royals now?
That's yesterday compared to today. There's no way we can. That was the greatest hour of Dana and Parks in the history of Dana and Parks. Just was. By the way, if you want to listen to it, you can podcast it at KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.